life above and below the line, both in business and in our personal development. That's the topic for today.
Welcome to the HPLS podcast. Live, relevant, and high performance information, conversations, and education weekly.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Sales Chatter. Now, I know I've been aloof a little bit lately, so I'm excited to be back for these live events. You know, I've been thinking about a lot of stuff lately that's been going on in our industry, both with companies, with people, some of the things I'm seeing in the industry, some of the things that I'm experiencing in the industry. Now, for all of you that don't know, I got back into sales in this industry after being sick for close to 2 years in January. So we're now heading into like the end of the third month. And I can tell you something. From my experience, again, in this industry, there is so many times where I feel like I'm above the line and then I feel like I'm below the line. And before I get into the story, let me explain to you what I see as above and below the line, right? I see sales as fine as a razor's edge. And what I mean by that is not in the typical sense that, you know, there's that juxtaposition where it's a teeter-totter, meaning that mentally, when we dive into sales, mentally, when we actually start really pushing for our career to explode, our mindset can shift in a split second. And I'm sure you felt it. And what I mean by this is like above the line, I think of as our knife, that razor's edge being super sharp, right? We can prepare meals in 2 seconds and we don't have to worry, you know, cut through tomatoes and everything where you're not like kind of trying to saw it. It goes like a warm knife through butter. And, you know, most of you have probably felt this. The biggest thing that I can say kind of to relate this back to what I'm trying, the feeling I'm trying to convey is during COVID, right? You didn't really have to be a good salesman. You didn't really have to be somebody who valued the customer's goals in order to make money during COVID, right? If you had a truck or you had the ability to find a truck, you had business. And I think this was a false pretense for a lot of salespeople that all of a sudden started to say to themselves, like, oh, I got this, man. Like, this is easy. It's simple. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to raise your own bar. Business comes to you. And then, you know, fast forward this to probably when COVID ended. It's like all of a sudden that knife isn't as sharp and you feel like things are dropping because volumes are dropping. Customers are moving to other people for cheaper freight. And it's kind of this feeling where you were like, you know, you've probably felt this where you're like, well, I've given you so much. You know, another example of this is, you know, you're above the line, you're working with clients, the clients love you, they talk about how awesome you are, and then you get an opportunity to better your life and move to a new company. And when you move to the company, some customers don't follow. So immediately you kind of drop off that edge and go to the downside, the dull side of the razor's edge, because then you start saying to yourself, well, but like, why wouldn't you come? I've done everything you needed to. And this is just a part of sales. So when I jumped in January, I've always been the above the line guy, right? And I've realized a few things that very quickly, I had this false pretense of, I mean, I understood the market and I understood that things were not going to happen overnight. But I got a false pretense of timelines. And that's really what I want to talk to you about today, about being above the line when it comes to timelines. I believe stickability is the number one thing. I believe if you stick to your process, I believe if you stick to what works for you as an individual, because I think sales is more than just connecting with people. Sales has to be done in the manner which we enjoy doing it. If we don't, we start to dislike the industry. We start to dislike our careers. And I've been there. In 2008 and like in 2005, I started a brokerage company. And by 2007, we were over $52 million in sales. And I could tell you, by 2008, when the economy collapsed, I hated the industry. But it was because I was on the downside of the razor's edge. And I had that perception that these clients were with me forever because I was helping them do something. And it's not that these people are bad. And this is one thing I want to make sure everybody is aware of. It's just that your customers have mandates from higher ups. And sometimes in business, it's all about what's on the P&L at the end of the month. It has nothing to do with anything else. So I encourage you, if this is the position you're in, because we are sitting here, we're, you know, coming into the end of Q1, things are starting to turn in the market, but being 10 weeks now, well, a little bit over 10 weeks into the year, I'm seeing a lot more of this negative feelings being held onto. And I can tell you, I'm not immune to this. Daily, I'm waking up and I'm looking at some of the results. And I'm saying I could do better. But here's the thing, is we got to educate ourselves into doing better. So I'm starting to really focus on what's my next level of productivity. How do I improve that productivity? How do I stay above that line of that razor's edge? And I can tell you right now, I don't have all the answers to this, but I can tell you it's something I'm diving deep into. So it's understanding human psychology better, because in sales, it's really about humans. It's not about business. It's about the people you're dealing with. And I'm sure you guys have heard me before say, you know, my number one thing is I deal with the person, not the company. And understanding human psychology and kind of what's going on in your prospect's mind right now is probably the best place I would say to start. And really, what are they focusing on? Why are they focusing on it? And how, if you can help them and enter that conversation where they are, how can you help them achieve it? And I believe that's the way to stay above the line, and both in life and in business. You know, if we look at personal life, it's things like, what do you want to achieve? And yes, they're tough. Like, things are tough. It's just what it is. Life sometimes does not go your way. But what are you doing in those quiet times? And I don't mean to bring up these, you know, sayings that everybody says, but it is true. Like, what do you do when nobody's watching? And I ask you these questions because the big question for me is, and the big question I've been really going over in my mind for the last couple of weeks is, do my actions represent my goals? And in the end, I know they do. And in the end, I know I might not be seeing the results I want right now, but if my actions continue to be what I know is going to get me to my next level, then those actions will be rewarded. You know, and it's, I think in life in general and in business, especially in the down cycle we're facing right now, I think it pulls a lot of you off your pedestals. I know, even back when I was in corporate logistics and I was selling like a madman and I was crushing deals and I was closing business and I was doing massive numbers. And then I stopped selling for a bit because I had that whole, oh, I'm busy, I'm taking care of clients, da, da, da. And then when I realized, oh my gosh, it's been like 3 months since I've made a sales call, right? So every single lead in my system was pretty much destroyed because you have no credibility if you can't continue to follow up, right? That's just what it is. So, and then secondly, so I had to empty my system out and then redo all of the leads in there. I had to re-input leads in. And I can tell you one thing, because I was out of the game and it was only 90 days, like I've been almost 30 years in sales and for 90 days I was out and the crush that happened to my ego was insane. And some of you are probably feeling it. You know, I've had many conversations with sales reps that have said, you know, Dan, during COVID, I was making all this money and I was like, it seemed like everything. And now I'm just like, I can't seem to connect to anyone. I can't seem to establish that relationship that I felt I had during COVID. And I think this is what happens when we go off the end of a cliff so fast. Because what customers were looking for when you were, quote unquote, above the line, on the mountaintop, is not what they're looking for now. And I want to make one thing clear, because I know that in this process, some people might think, well, Dan, you just said that, you know, you got to stick to what you were doing. And I do believe that. If you're an email person, just get insanely good at email. If you're a cold call person, get insanely good at cold calls. If you're a video person, get insanely good at video. These things are crucial for us. But I think your message needs to change if you really want to step it up. And this is one thing that I'm testing and testing and testing, and I'll continue to test and I'll deliver some results to you guys. But it's like, I'm a big email and video person. I'm not a big fan of cold calls. I've never really had a cold call that's caught anybody at a really good time. And now, with the amount of people reaching out, the amount of times customers get touched, I've said this before and I'll say it again, I think we piss them off more than anything. But for people that do cold calls, it's how do you get past that being pissed off? Right? So you start saying like, hey, I hope I'm not your 15th call. And if I am, I really hope the other 14 didn't piss you off, because I want to talk to you about a great opportunity for long term. So to me, that's a really good ice-breaking intro. And maybe it's something nobody's using. Maybe it's something that you got to use. Maybe, you know, like, I'm a big believer on hitting that 8 mile, like 8-miling it right out of the park. So I'm testing things in my emails. Like, yes, this is a sales email. And the reason it's a sales email is because I've never found a cold call that's caught anybody at a great time. Here's what I want to talk to you about. Here's the one kind of one sentence customer testimonial. And here's what I'd like to talk about. You know, I speak with other people that say, well, I'm never going to ask for their time in the first email. So everybody's got their own way of staying above that razor's edge. And the message today is, whatever your way is, just double and triple down on that. Because I do believe when you do that, you will find your niche. You will find that process, that flow that really works for you. You know, in sales, our careers are so dynamic and there's ebbs and flows, right? We have really high times and we have really low times. And I think that's what makes sales so much fun. And some of you are probably like, what? Are you kidding me, Dan? Fun? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I think if we don't evolve, sales becomes mundane. But if we evolve and we create this dynamic, like, feeling inside of us that says, oh man, I just tried this and I got these results. That was pretty cool. And then it kind of escalates to that. And that's the feeling that keeps you above the line, right? It's like looking at it and saying today, okay, well, I made, you know, 27 cold calls and I got 26 voicemails and then one person told me to F off. Out of those 26 voicemails, how many did I get a call back from? So then maybe for my cold calls, I need to just get more creative at my voicemails. See, and there's all these aspects of our sales that I think if we focus on, we can get more creative with. If you're doing video messaging, how do you get more creative with your video messaging? How do you get more attention? How do you stop somebody in their tracks with their video messaging, right? Do you then move to like LinkedIn video messaging where you connect on LinkedIn through a video and maybe that's different? But it's just thinking outside the box to stay above that razor's edge. Because I believe when we're above the razor's edge, I do believe that for starters, it continues to enhance that creativity. And I think that as a creative beings, like, we're all creative. And I think in sales, if we can amp up the creativity, I do believe that that keeps us in the game and it keeps us excited about the game. So that's my message for today, folks. Just keep that creativity up. Really start digging into being above the razor's edge. Because here's the thing. People can tell when you're below the edge and when you're above the edge. I believe it comes through in the way you word things, in your emails. Like, you might think today, Dan, you know, you seem a little bit low on energy. I've got a cold. I am low on energy, right? And I'm trying to deliver, but you could probably hear it in my nasals that I've got issues. Things are happening, right? But it's like, okay, I understand that. But what am I going to do? Am I going to get more creative, or am I just going to lie in bed? See, I'm going to choose to get more creative. And that creativity is going to drive my energy, and that energy is going to drive my deliverability, and that deliverability is going to drive my results. So I hope that helps, my friends. Remember, go out there, make every call educational, and crush your sales. We'll see you next time.